Just how many different ways this morning can we bring Jesus into Jerusalem? Riding on a donkey, spreading palm branches to welcome him. Today we explore John's gospel version because this is a story that you find in all four gospels, though perhaps less familiarly in John. Because John has something of a different perspective than the other gospels, a shorter, crisper version, good for a Sunday when we will be celebrating both baptism and communion. True reminders of Christ's continuing grace in our life together, these sacraments. Will you pray with me? As we enter into this most holy week, expecting and yearning to meet you anew, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Particularly in John's gospel account of Palm Sunday, we see a joyous celebration of the amazing power and presence of Jesus, as seen most recently the chapter before in the raising of Lazarus from the dead. It is a story that is only found in John's gospel. And we hear over and over again leading up to this scene of Palm Sunday that the crowds are beginning to follow Jesus more and more. They want to see more of these miracles, more signs of healing and transforming power that they have experienced already in following Jesus most recently in the raising of Lazarus. The people who follow Jesus after this healing, after this bringing Lazarus forth from the dead, found someone that they wanted to listen to, someone who brought new life out of death. Here was one who healed rather than destroyed. Here was one who celebrated the abundance of life rather than its scarcity. And they wanted this kind of king. They came to Jerusalem to celebrate this on the eve of Passover and to welcome with their whole being this new kind of rule. Jesus enters Jerusalem to cries of Hosanna, literally, save now. Yet Jesus comes in humility, not on his high horse as one might expect him to, not the conquering horse of those kings that were victorious in battle, but on a donkey, fulfilling the prophecy of the Old Testament. Jesus tries to tell his disciples and the crowds that the kingdom that he brings is not exactly like what they expect. As he will tell Pilate later in the week, "My kingdom is not from this world. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth, to be the truth." This new truth that is related in a relationship to Jesus Christ is at the heart of Palm Sunday. It is, what a former colleague reminded us often, a peace that the world does not give and a peace that the world cannot take away. Deep within, yet also calling forth discipleship and deeper trust in God through Christ. Jesus' new kingdom is not of this world. And we know, as we live in this world and as we pray for this world, that this kingdom is not fully realized. And that's a challenge for us, as we see signs of a broken world and relationships all around us. Yet into that kingdom of the now and the not yet today, we are invited to celebrate this king, to see him as the crowds see him, as the person of miracles coming into glory. And we in this church have certainly seen our share of miracles, haven't we, in recent years? We celebrate today such a miracle in the baptism of little Miriam. Born into the community of this church shortly after the Wadia family arrived to the United States from Iraq, born with significant health issues to overcome, surrounded by the care and the love of this new community here, with the challenges to negotiate the American healthcare system and to experience great healing in her body. In Boston, no less, not even in Providence. Signs after signs of grace and present hope and love and prayer. The kind of healing that we celebrate in this message of Jesus, this miracle. And it is so tempting to move from the celebration of miracle and this amazing power to move just straight on to Easter, isn't it? So tempting and also so difficult in this society to do otherwise. In fact, many churches these days are not just celebrating Palm Sunday, but they're trying to put all of the Passion Week into Palm Sunday as well to try to get people to have some experience of what lies between Palm Sunday celebration and Easter. The journey of Holy Week reminds us that the path of Easter resurrection leads through the cross, leads through hard times, difficult world places of pain, places where Jesus himself walked this earthly walk and walks with us still. Holy Week invites us into a time of bringing forth all of those emotions and the power of being with Jesus in those last days. One Lent, the congregation I was serving read together Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Meditations on the Cross, and Bonhoeffer, who was certainly no stranger to struggle and suffering, wrote this: "We have to live in the world, but this is just what we do recognize. We live in the world before God. God himself compels us to recognize it. So our coming of age leads us to a true recognition of our situation before God. God would have us to know that we must live as those who manage our lives without him," Bonhoeffer writes. "The God who is with us is the God who forsakes us. Before God and with God, we live without God. God lets himself be pushed out of the world onto the cross, weak and powerless in the world, and that is precisely the way in which he is with us and helps us." Matthew 8:17, according to Bonhoeffer, makes it quite clear that Christ helps us not by virtue of his omnipotence, of all the power and miracle, but by virtue of his weakness and suffering, and calls us deeper into relationships of prayer and presence with our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Week invites us to reflect on that in a world that has forgotten all about Holy Week, to enter fully into the experience of those disciples gathering with Jesus for final teachings, gathering at the table, challenged to stay awake in prayer as Jesus prays in the garden, and eventually walking with him, or not, on the path to the cross. I encourage you to try to take some time in this week, somehow, for that kind of reflection. To not just jump from the excitement of Palm Sunday to the Easter egg hunt on Saturday and to Easter, but to take some time to experience the emotions that were there in that final week. The emotions that were there and invite us to turn deeper to Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's not easy to do in the world in which we live, I know. For the first time ever, I have a child who does not have Good Friday off from school. But I know for many years, many of you have had to work on Good Friday. It's one of the reasons we're posting those reflection meditations on the website this week, so that you may find time in your time to enter into this Holy Week. But we know how it all ends, don't we? We're not like those first disciples that were there that first week, that first Holy Week, walking through the agony of not knowing. We know that it ends with Easter. We have an advantage over those disciples, a power that continues beyond our earthly circumstances that is ours in that Easter promise. And we know, not only then, but we know from this account in John's Gospel of the power of God to raise from the dead. We know about the power that is ours in a risen Christ who sends forth his Spirit to enliven, to bring hope and love, to challenge us to discipleship, even in times of discouragement. And we will celebrate that in just 1 week. Palm Sunday prompts and challenges us today to celebrate and remember the reality that Jesus is King. Even as we are well aware of what lies ahead for our Lord, not to ignore the pain and suffering and grief, but to gather together, to experience resurrection together in community, to seek God together in prayer, and to be renewed in Christ's Spirit. Let us then claim the joy of Palm Sunday this day, even as we enter into the events of Holy Week. Let us enter into this week rejoicing in the power of Jesus as King for us and reflect on the implication that it has for our own lives. For truly great is the power of our God and greatly to be praised. Amen.